In 2001, there was an ongoing struggle at Pacifica Radio's five-station network, during which 600 programs were taken off the air, culminating in Pacifica's cancellation of Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman. The endgame was playing out primarily at WBAI in New York City, where there was an organized resistance, as well as in Berkeley. That year, Otis McClay muscled his tech skills, and together we founded an internet radio program that would now be referred to as a podcast. We called it Radio for Houston. Ironically, using some of the antiquated telephone call-in equipment that had been replaced and thrown out at KPFT. As far as I know, this was the very first internet radio call-in show. Most of our callers and guests were from New York City, where two or three shows were being canceled every week. So as people got kicked off the air, they came over to and became regulars on Radio for Houston. It was a hell of a lot of talent. This was where we got together with Janet Coleman, David Dozer, and John McDonough, who were still on the air but used fake names. The five of us had extensive backgrounds in comedy and satire, and for over a year, we unleashed a barrage of ridicule and angry satire in the Radio for Houston forum between regular reports and commentary on the Pacifica struggle. This went on for a couple of years before and after the regime change at Pacifica, spanning the time period between 9-1-1 and the Iraq invasion. Janet Coleman realized we had organically created a multi-station Pacifica comedy collective and inspired us to form the CCCP Monthly Laughing Nightmare Special, a political satire collective that runs on WBAI and also ran on daytime KPFT for years with bits that played regularly on community stations and Pacifica stations worldwide. One of the first major talents to jump on board the broadcast was a New York musician, Moogie Klingman. Moogie had his own studio and cranked out a monthly parody song for the following 8 years. Despite his 2-year battle with cancer, which ended just over a week ago, November 16th, at age 61. Those of you who are regular listeners to CCCP may be familiar with Moogie's parody songs, but may not be familiar with the name. Our good friend Jeffrey Thames from Sound Awake was one of the first people to write me about Moogie's passing, and I'd like to take this opportunity to tell you why this is a familiar name in the world of music. Mark Klingman's nickname was not from the brand of synthesizers, but from his sister's inability to pronounce Marky. He and his nickname rose to fame as Moog synthesizers dominated the market for his main instrument, electronic keyboards. Klingman grew up in Long Island. At the age of 10, he weaseled a backstage pass to the 65 Newport Folk Festival performance where Bob Dylan went electric and met Dylan before and after the concert. His band, The Living Few, recorded a demo of Dylan songs and original tunes. By the time he was 16, he joined Jimmy James and the Blue Flames with Jimi Hendrix and Randy California. His jug band performance with schoolmate Andy Kaufman in a controversial civil rights concert resulted in his expulsion from high school. But by then, his band Glitterhouse had made records with star producer Bob Crew and recorded the soundtrack to the 1968 film Barbarella with Jane Fonda. Klingman's association with Todd Rundgren commenced in 1968. The original keyboardist for Todd Rundgren and Utopia in Moogie's Manhattan loft, he and Rundgren constructed the Secret Sound Recording Studio. He played on 10 Todd Rundgren albums, as well as several Utopia albums. Klingman became the executive producer of the Music from Free Creek Super Session project with Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, Keith Emerson, Mitch Mitchell, Harvey Mandel, and Linda Ronstadt. Klingman also performed live with Chuck Berry, Jimi Hendrix, Buzzy Linhart, members of the Allman Brothers Band, Government Mule, and Bo Diddley. Moogie released solo albums containing songs that went on to be recorded by Johnny Winter, Eric Clapton, Barry Manilow, Bette Midler, Todd Rundgren, and performed by Guns N' Roses. Klingman collaborated with Buzzy Linhart, co-writing the You Gotta Have Friends, Bette Midler theme song. Last January, Moogie performed live in New York with the original Todd Rundgren Utopia, together for the first time in 30 years, in a benefit to raise money to cover his medical bills, which is what we're listening to right now. Moogie Klingman, an astonishingly talented, funny, and politically active beast that stomped the earth. I'm gonna miss you, my old friend. Thanks for everything.